A gem cannot be polished without friction, nor a man perfected without trials. Strength begins where comfort ends. The world you live in does not demand calm, it provokes you. Every day, something tests your patience, your focus, your self-control. Most people break under it. They react, they complain, they let the smallest inconvenience fracture their composure. The Stoic does not. The Stoic builds a mind that does not crack when life applies pressure. A mind that stands unmoved while everything else bends. This is not fantasy, it is discipline. The art of mastering reaction, thought and perception until nothing external has the power to disturb the internal. Every person wants peace, but few are willing to earn it. Peace is not found in quiet places. It is forged in the middle of chaos. It is built in the moments when you want to speak, to lash out, to give up, and instead, you remain still. That stillness is strength. The unbreakable mind is not emotionless. It is ordered. It feels everything but submits to nothing that weakens it. The Stoic understands that life will never stop testing them, so they stop asking for ease. They train for impact. The world cannot destroy the one who has conquered themselves. Plato called it the first and best victory. Marcus Aurelius said, "Your life depends on the quality of your thoughts." Epictetus reminded us that it's not what happens, but how we react that defines us. These truths are not ancient, they are eternal. The question is not whether you will face pressure, but whether you will remain whole when you do. This is how you build a mind that never breaks. A mind that never breaks is trained, governed, examined, and disciplined. Not protected from hardship, but forged by it. Strength is not built in peace. It is shaped in the silent collisions between will and reality. The Stoic understood that endurance is not passive. It is the ultimate expression of dominance over circumstance. To endure without collapse, to stand when everything invites surrender, is to possess an internal order that cannot be influenced by external conditions. Marcus Aurelius said, "If it is endurable, then endure it. Stop complaining." These words are not an invitation to suffering, they are a command to master it. The unbreakable mind does not negotiate with hardship. It absorbs it, organizes it, and transforms it into structure. A mind that never breaks is not born from comfort. It is trained through friction. Every inconvenience becomes a test of alignment. Every disappointment, a chance to refine perception. The Stoic learns to view pressure as the only honest mirror of strength. It reveals what remains ungoverned within. The weak resist the test. The disciplined recognize that resistance itself is part of the shaping. Each obstacle is instruction. Each discomfort is design. The unbreakable mind holds its shape under all temperatures. It neither melts under heat nor freezes under cold. It acts with the same precision in chaos as in calm. It does not rely on external peace to find internal order. It relies on principle. The Stoic recognizes that control does not mean command over the world, but command over interpretation. What happens outside may bend the body, but it cannot fracture the will unless permission is given. This is the foundation of Stoic endurance, unconditional stability. The Stoic does not aim to feel invincible, they aim to become immovable. Invincibility implies resistance to harm, immovability implies transcendence of harm. The difference is posture. The disciplined mind does not react. It remains still long enough for emotion to burn itself out. Then it moves, with reason leading motion. This is the architecture of inner order. Where others are swayed by impulse, the Stoic stands unmoved by reaction, governed by a single law, do what is required. Epictetus said, First say to yourself what you would be, and then do what you have to do. This is the blueprint of mental construction. To decide who one must become is to end the chaos of indecision. Most minds fracture not under weight, but under confusion. They do not know their structure. The Stoic mind begins with definition, not desire. It is shaped by clarity before it meets the world. That clarity allows endurance to act as instinct. There is no hesitation when the structure has already been decided. Modern life rewards weakness disguised as sensitivity. It teaches avoidance as a virtue. The Stoic rejects this. The Stoic faces reality as it is and still moves forward. The unbreakable mind is not one that avoids emotion, but one that does not worship it. It experiences emotion without submission. It studies its patterns, understands its nature, and maintains sovereignty. The stronger the emotion, the more essential composure becomes. Emotional mastery is not denial, it is containment. Pressure reveals the hierarchy within. The weak obey emotion, the strong obey reason. The Stoic obeys neither, they obey principle. This distinction separates endurance from repression. To repress is to hide from the test. To endure is to pass through it untouched. The unbreakable mind allows every sensation to arrive, yet gives none authority. It is aware without attachment, alive without reaction. This state cannot be forced. It is built through repetition, through facing discomfort, until it no longer feels foreign. Discipline is the ritual that constructs the unbreakable. Each small act of restraint is a brick laid in mental architecture. Every refusal to complain, every moment of controlled silence, every delayed reaction, these are structural reinforcements. The mind grows stronger each time it does not yield to weakness. The Stoic builds this structure daily. There are no breaks in the training. Existence itself becomes the forge. The world often praises intelligence, but neglects endurance. Yet endurance is intelligence in its highest form, the ability to remain aligned under duress. The Stoic measures intellect not by words, but by control. What use is wisdom if it collapses under pressure? What value has philosophy if it cannot withstand pain? The unbreakable mind carries its knowledge into suffering and remains ordered. This is wisdom alive. In the modern age, distraction is corrosion. Each unguarded thought is an opening for chaos to enter. The Stoic seals the mind against these intrusions through vigilance. They monitor their attention as a warrior monitors the battlefield. They are aware of what occupies their perception, because perception becomes reality. To build an unbreakable mind, one must choose the inputs deliberately. What the mind consumes determines its shape. Endurance without awareness becomes stagnation. Awareness without endurance becomes fragility. The Stoic unites both. They see, they understand, and they persist. They do not seek to escape difficulty, because difficulty is the medium through which strength is proven. The unbreakable mind does not live to avoid pain. It lives to become unbent by it. This is not self-punishment, it is self-formation. The strongest minds are silent. They are not loud with affirmation or filled with constant motivation. Their power comes from order. Silence is not absence, it is containment of force. When the Stoic acts, it is precise. There is no wasted motion, no excessive thought, no argument with reality. This restraint creates clarity, and from clarity comes power. A mind that never breaks is one that has no unnecessary movement within it. Endurance is not glamorous. It is repetition in the dark. It is the patience to remain steady when the reward is invisible. The Stoic does not seek applause for their calm. They do not display control. They live it. The world's noise fades against their stillness. They understand that most people speak to release pressure. The Stoic remains quiet to contain it. In that containment lies strength. In that strength lies peace. To build a mind that never breaks, one must abandon the pursuit of constant comfort. Comfort softens structure. It teaches fragility. The Stoic seeks balance, a life not of avoidance, but of engagement without attachment. They act without needing assurance. They move without needing ease. They live as if endurance were the natural state of existence, because for the disciplined, it is. Mental strength is not inherited. It is trained through awareness, through repetition, through choice. Every day provides the same opportunity to react or to respond. Reaction is chaos. Response is command. The unbreakable mind always chooses command. It cannot be surprised because it accepts everything as material for mastery. The Stoic expects nothing, resists nothing, and endures everything. This is not detachment. It is control. A mind that never breaks is not free from pain. It is free within pain. It does not require ideal conditions to function. It performs under pressure as naturally as it does in peace. This is the ultimate independence, to remain complete under any circumstance. The Stoic does not pray for easier trials, they pray for greater strength. That is the mindset of permanence. There will be moments when the mind feels fractured, when composure feels impossible. The Stoic does not deny this, they observe it. Observation is the first act of control. By seeing the storm without identifying with it, the mind separates awareness from emotion. This separation allows clarity to return. What breaks most people is not pain, but panic. The Stoic trains to remove panic from experience, to see pain as data, not identity. The unbreakable mind is not built once, it is rebuilt daily. It is maintained through constant alignment with principle. Discipline fades when neglected. Endurance erodes when unused. The Stoic treats the mind like a structure exposed to weather. It must be inspected, reinforced, and kept clean. Each day without discipline invites decay. Each act of control strengthens permanence. To endure is not to wait. It is to remain powerful while waiting. The Stoic does not wait for change. They embody change by how they respond to what is. This is the meaning of endurance as command. It is the ability to move without disturbance, to think without noise, to act without hesitation. The unbreakable mind is the foundation of every form of excellence. It allows the Stoic to exist above chance. The world cannot break what it cannot move. When principle governs, there is no chaos within. When the will is aligned with nature, there is no fear of loss. The Stoic has no dependency on ease. Their peace is self-generated. Their endurance is self-contained. They do not require favorable outcomes. They require only strength to face outcomes. That is mastery of life itself. In a fragile age, the unbreakable mind is rebellion. It rejects the culture of constant reaction. It moves with silence and precision. It does not broadcast suffering or seek validation for endurance. It is enough that the mind remains intact. This alone is triumph. The Stoic does not announce strength. They demonstrate it by never shattering under strain. The unbreakable mind does not chase control. It embodies it. It understands that everything external is fluid, uncertain, and impermanent. Control lies only within. As long as thought remains disciplined, the world cannot intrude. As long as reason remains sharp, emotion cannot dictate. The Stoic lives from the inside outward. This inversion is power. To build such a mind is to reverse dependence entirely. The Stoic mind becomes its own environment. It is no longer reactive to the world's storms because it has become its own climate. calm is the default. Awareness is the temperature. Principle is the air it breathes. Such a mind cannot break because there is no division within it. Unity of perception and will creates invulnerability. This is the final form of endurance. Those who build this mind do not need to appear strong. They are strong. Their composure under duress is silent evidence. They move through difficulty with order, not emotion. They hold their posture even when unseen. They do not collapse for sympathy, nor resist for appearance. They exist as their own standard. The Stoic's strength is not for display. It is for survival, precision, and truth. In the end, the unbreakable mind is not about superiority. It is about clarity. It is about knowing what is within control and mastering it absolutely. It is about enduring the world without becoming it. Marcus Aurelius said, "If it is endurable, then endure it." The Stoic carries this as law. They do not retreat from the weight. They become the structure that bears it. The mind that never breaks is not harder than the world. It is simply clearer. Strength is never an accident. It is the deliberate outcome of hardship endured consciously. The Stoic understood that difficulty is the training ground of the mind, just as labor is to the body. Seneca wrote, "Difficulties strengthen the mind as labor does the body." This is not metaphor, it is law. The unbreakable mind is not discovered. It is built through repetition, through contact with resistance, through the daily weight of discipline. What the world calls suffering, the Stoic calls sculpting. A mind that never breaks must learn to live with pressure. It must stop perceiving struggle as an interruption and begin to recognize it as the default state of growth. When existence feels heavy, it is not punishment, it is formation. The Stoic embraces this. Each challenge is an opportunity to measure progress. Each obstacle is a conversation with strength. In hardship, the mind learns its true dimensions. It learns how much it can carry before complaint. It learns that the boundary between endurance and collapse is made of choice. Freedom belongs to the one who faces fear. Seneca said, "He who is brave is free." The unbreakable mind does not eliminate fear, it confronts it with precision. Fear is not the enemy. Dependence on comfort is. Those who rely on ease will always be slaves to circumstance. The Stoic severs that chain through exposure. They train the mind to act with reason while emotion screams for retreat. In that act of stillness, fear loses its power. True freedom is not escape, it is composure within chaos. Most suffering is self-inflicted through imagination. The mind magnifies uncertainty, rehearses pain, and multiplies possibilities that never occur. Seneca said, "We suffer more often in imagination than in reality." The Stoic learns to silence this internal theater. Reality itself is rarely unbearable. What breaks the mind is anticipation of what might be. The disciplined person trains perception to remain within the present boundary of experience. In doing so, they remove the false weight that imagination adds. The result is clarity, uncluttered endurance. The modern world breeds anxiety because it rewards projection. People live in the future fearing failure that has not yet arrived. The Stoic mind refuses this indulgence. It observes the event only when it occurs and acts with precision in that moment. There is no wasted energy on hypothetical pain. This is how the unbreakable mind preserves energy. It spends no effort on illusions. The world is endured as it is, not as the imagination distorts it. Preparation is the invisible foundation of strength. Seneca said, "Luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity." To the untrained, outcomes appear random. To the disciplined, they are predictable results of readiness. The Stoic prepares for difficulty daily. They do not wait for crisis to find composure. They practice composure before crisis arrives. Each small act of discipline becomes stored strength. When difficulty comes, the mind draws from that reserve. This is not luck, it is design. To build a mind that never breaks, one must stop treating comfort as a goal. Comfort weakens the will. It teaches the mind to associate peace with softness. The Stoic defines peace differently. It is not the absence of struggle, but the absence of panic within struggle. The unbreakable mind can remain still while everything around it shifts. It does not chase stability, it becomes it. This is freedom in its purest form. The weak seek calm from the world. The strong generate calm from within. The Stoic does not pray for fewer problems. They pray for the strength to face them cleanly. Life does not owe anyone ease. It owes only opportunity to endure, to act, to grow. Each difficulty is a mirror showing what remains ungoverned inside. To build a mind that never breaks, the Stoic meets that reflection without denial. They study their own reactions as data, not as destiny. Discomfort is the forge. It burns away illusion. It tests belief, exposes weakness, and refines structure. Every trial, every rejection, every failure becomes a chance to prove the alignment between word and reality. The Stoic is not interested in appearing calm. They train until calm is their nature. When hardship arrives, they do not summon strength. They reveal it. That is the difference between pretending and being. Mental endurance is not learned in theory. It is built in action through repetition under stress. The Stoic does not wait for ideal conditions to begin. They act in whatever state they are in. They know that the discipline to act creates clarity. Inaction creates confusion. The mind becomes unbreakable through exposure to difficulty, not through avoidance of it. The person who trains under weight fears no weight. To build endurance, one must first understand fragility. Fragility is not weakness of body, it is dependence of thought. The fragile mind requires affirmation, ease, and constant validation. The Stoic detaches from these dependencies. They seek autonomy, not approval. The more the mind depends on external praise, the weaker its structure becomes. True strength is silent, self-contained, unshaken by noise. Freedom and discipline are not opposites. They are identical in form. The disciplined person is free because their mind is no longer hostage to impulse. They can act with clarity when others act from emotion. They can hold still when others collapse. The unbreakable mind is not reactive. It is sovereign. It lives by principle, not mood. This sovereignty is the essence of freedom. Seneca's statement is not poetry. It is truth through practice. Every hardship is preparation for a greater test. The Stoic expects them. They do not ask, "Why me?" but rather, "How well will I respond?" This shift in perspective changes everything. When adversity is expected, it loses its sting. The mind becomes calm through familiarity. Hardship stops being an intruder, it becomes an instructor. Through this relationship, the Stoic grows untouchable. The same storms that destroy others refine them. To train endurance is to train simplicity. Complexity fractures under pressure. The Stoic keeps their framework minimal. What can I control? What must I accept? What must I act upon? This simplicity creates stability. There is no wasted thought on the uncontrollable. The unbreakable mind operates like a blade, sharp, clean, precise. Its strength lies in economy. No energy is spent on argument with the inevitable. Imagination, when ungoverned, becomes the architect of misery. The Stoic learns to guide it. They use imagination not to predict pain, but to prepare for it. Through voluntary visualization of hardship, they build emotional immunity. This exercise removes surprise from suffering. When reality arrives, it finds the mind already adapted. This practice transforms fear into familiarity. The imagined difficulty becomes mental armor. The world often confuses positivity with strength. The Stoic rejects that illusion. They do not deny darkness, they study it. Strength is not built by pretending everything is well. It is built by facing reality and remaining undisturbed by it. The unbreakable mind can sit with truth, however uncomfortable, without distortion. This is courage at its highest level, the refusal to look away. Endurance is not found in grand moments, but in small, invisible choices. The decision to wake early, the refusal to complain, the commitment to calm under pressure. These are not gestures, they are reinforcement of structure. Each small act accumulates into stability. The Stoic understands that strength is consistency, not intensity. The unbreakable mind is not forged in one event. It is layered over years of obedience to principle. Every hardship carries within it a choice, to break or to harden. The Stoic chooses hardening. They welcome difficulty as a sculptor welcomes friction. It is the tool of transformation. The mind grows stronger each time it remains composed under weight. This is not suppression, it is construction. Emotion is acknowledged, then ordered. Pain is felt, then used. Through this process, fragility becomes steel. To suffer less, the Stoic suffers intentionally. They expose themselves to discomfort by design, to hunger, to silence, to solitude. Each voluntary hardship builds capacity for the involuntary. They practice loss before it arrives, so that when it does, the shock is gone. This is not pessimism, it is preparation. The unbreakable mind is never surprised by life. It has rehearsed every scenario and decided its posture in advance. True preparation is quiet. It does not seek approval. It works in stillness until opportunity appears. Then, to the untrained eye, it looks like luck. But the Stoic knows better. Every moment of restraint, every controlled reaction, every endured pressure was part of the preparation. When the opportunity comes, they are already in motion. They do not wait to become ready, they stay ready. We suffer most when we resist what already is. The Stoic removes that resistance. Acceptance does not mean surrender, it means focus. It frees the mind from wasted struggle against what cannot be changed. In that release, energy returns to action. This is the essence of Stoic control, the redirection of will from what is useless to what is necessary. That focus transforms endurance into efficiency. Hardship is not the enemy, it is the curriculum. The mind learns through repetition of adversity. To seek ease is to skip the lesson. To face challenge willingly is to learn the design of strength. Each difficulty introduces the Stoic to themselves again. Each pain refines precision. The unbreakable mind becomes a living record of endurance, written in action, not intention. Calm is not a mood, it is a discipline. The Stoic cultivates it daily, the same way one strengthens muscle. Through repeated exposure to tension, calm becomes instinctive. Where others panic, the Stoic breathes. Where others curse fate, the Stoic studies it. The absence of complaint is not pride, it is clarity. Complaints weaken posture, silence reinforces it. In silence, strength grows. A disciplined mind transforms the unpredictable into the predictable. It cannot control events, but it can control reactions so precisely that no event can destabilize it. This predictability of response is the core of strength. The world may be uncertain, but the Stoic is not. Their calm is non-negotiable. It is trained, reinforced, and protected as sacred ground. Strength is cumulative. Each trial conquered becomes stored energy. Each challenge endured becomes memory converted to resilience. The Stoic collects these experiences not as scars, but as architecture, where the fragile collect excuses, the strong collect discipline. This accumulation becomes a fortress that no external force can breach. The unbreakable mind stands not through defiance, but through design. The world changes, but the laws of endurance remain. What broke men 2,000 years ago still breaks them today. Fear, greed, vanity, and attachment. The Stoic studies these forces and neutralizes them. They replace fear with understanding, greed with moderation, vanity with humility, attachment with acceptance. Through these substitutions, they build a structure that time cannot erode. The Stoic does not chase happiness. They pursue strength, knowing happiness follows order. Joy is a byproduct of stability, not the objective. The unbreakable mind is not always cheerful, but it is always at peace. Its satisfaction comes from alignment with truth, not from temporary pleasure. This kind of peace cannot be taken. It exists beyond circumstance. The one who understands that difficulty is instruction no longer fears it. Life ceases to be a threat and becomes a teacher. Pain becomes communication. Failure becomes direction. Silence becomes awareness. The Stoic mind sees unity where others see conflict. This vision is the essence of resilience, the ability to find order within disorder. Strength of mind is not measured by what one endures, but by how. The Stoic endures without complaint, without dramatization, without need for recognition. Their calm is invisible, but undeniable. It influences without effort, inspires without intention. The unbreakable mind is not concerned with being seen. It is concerned with being ready. Preparation and endurance, courage and calm, these form the pillars of a mind that never breaks. Each is dependent on the other. Courage allows preparation. Preparation sustains courage. Endurance supports freedom. Freedom refines endurance. The Stoic understands that to live without collapse, one must live with constant awareness of self. That awareness, trained through labor and pressure, becomes permanence. To build a mind that never breaks is to accept that difficulty is the only true constant. The Stoic stops asking for peace from life and instead creates peace within it. They stop wishing for control over events and master control over perception. Through this alignment, they become unmovable. The world may change, seasons may shift, fortune may rise and fall, but the mind, built on principle, remains unbroken. Strength of mind begins with the body. Socrates understood this before modern philosophy divided the two. He said, "No man has the right to be an amateur in the matter of physical training. What might be his body's capabilities?" The Stoic shares this belief. The body is the visible reflection of the mind's discipline. It is not vanity to train, it is alignment. The unbreakable mind demands a vessel that can endure strain, hunger, cold and fatigue without retreat. To neglect the body is to weaken the foundation of endurance. A mind that never breaks cannot inhabit a body that collapses under pressure. The Stoic trains both mind and body with equal precision. Each repetition, each breath underweight, each refusal to quit reinforces the same principle. The will must remain in command. Physical discipline becomes a rehearsal for mental composure. When the muscles burn and the lungs scream, the mind learns silence. It learns to remain composed while the body protests. This lesson translates beyond the gym or the field. It prepares the Stoic for life. Every hardship feels familiar because endurance has already been practiced in motion. The unbreakable mind cannot exist without examination. Socrates said, "An unexamined life is not worth living." To live without reflection is to exist without awareness. The Stoic studies themselves constantly. They question motive, reaction, and desire. They understand that strength without direction becomes chaos. Reflection provides order. It allows the mind to correct its own architecture, to remove weakness before it collapses under stress. Self-examination is not indulgence, it is maintenance. Most people fear silence because it exposes truth. The Stoic seeks it. In silence, the mind becomes visible. Its patterns emerge, its illusions are revealed. Through examination, one discovers whether discipline is real or merely displayed. The Stoic is not interested in appearances. They aim for internal alignment. They ask, "What drives me? What disturbs me? What do I depend on?" Each honest answer strengthens structure. Each discovered weakness becomes an instruction for improvement. A life unexamined is a life ungoverned. The unbreakable mind must understand itself before it can command itself. Reflection turns experience into wisdom. Without it, hardship is wasted. Every day offers data about who one is under pressure. The Stoic records this through awareness. They are both the subject and the observer. They act and they analyze. This dual posture keeps the mind sharp and grounded. Examination turns endurance into evolution. Contentment is another form of strength. Socrates said, "He who is not contented with what he has would not be contented with what he would like to have." Discontent is endless hunger. It consumes the mind with desire for what is absent and blinds it to what is within reach. The Stoic trains against this disease. They understand that the unbreakable mind is not defined by acquisition, but by sufficiency. Contentment is not complacency, it is control. It ends the constant state of lack that weakens perception. To build a mind that never breaks, one must stop chasing the horizon. The world teaches that peace lies in the next achievement, the next possession, the next acknowledgement. The Stoic rejects this illusion. They cultivate stillness in what already exists. Their strength comes from knowing that value does not increase with accumulation. The unbreakable mind can sit within the same conditions that drive others to despair and remain unmoved. This is wealth that cannot be taken. Physical training teaches the same law. Satisfaction is found not in the end, but in the repetition. The Stoic lifts, runs, endures, not for recognition, but for mastery. The body responds to consistent effort. The mind mirrors this response, both strengthen through exposure to resistance. This unity between mind and body is what makes the Stoic whole. To neglect either is to weaken both. The person who cannot discipline their flesh will struggle to discipline their thoughts. Examination connects action with purpose. Physical training provides the medium. Together, they create alignment. A body that is strong but undirected becomes pride. A mind that is sharp but inactive becomes stagnation. The Stoic integrates both, understanding that philosophy without embodiment becomes noise, and strength without wisdom becomes recklessness. The unbreakable mind finds harmony between reflection and execution. The disciplined body trains the mind in the language of endurance. It teaches patience, timing, and effort without reward. Every repetition under strain becomes a lesson in composure. Pain becomes feedback. Fatigue becomes familiar. The Stoic no longer fears difficulty because their body has shown them it can endure. Through physical training, they learn that suffering is information, not punishment. This knowledge removes fear. When the body proves it can survive, the mind follows. Examination ensures that this endurance serves virtue, not vanity. The Stoic questions why they train, why they endure, why they strive. Without examination, discipline can become ego disguised as effort. The unbreakable mind seeks purity of motive. It trains not to appear strong, but to become imperturbable. Reflection removes corruption from strength. It redirects power toward principle. The mind and body both require maintenance. Neglect either, and collapse follows. The Stoic treats self-care as responsibility, not indulgence. Rest, recovery, reflection, all a part of discipline. The unbreakable mind does not glorify exhaustion. It balances intensity with restoration. This balance is what keeps strength sustainable. True endurance is endless only when it is intelligent. Contentment, too, requires practice. The mind must be trained to remain still amidst abundance and scarcity alike. Discontent is mental noise. It creates distortion that weakens focus. The Stoic practices gratitude as a form of order, not sentimentality. By recognizing sufficiency in each moment, they remove the agitation that leads to envy, greed, and dissatisfaction. A content mind cannot be manipulated. It is full, complete, and centered. Examination extends beyond thought. It applies to every reaction. The Stoic studies emotion as a craftsman studies material. Anger, fear, desire, all are observed without judgment. Each has a purpose when understood and a cost when uncontrolled. The unbreakable mind uses reflection to anticipate these states before they dominate action. Awareness becomes prevention. Prevention becomes stability. The modern world celebrates constant ambition. It praises those who never rest, never pause, never reflect. The Stoic knows this is decay disguised as progress. Without reflection, ambition becomes blindness. Without contentment, growth becomes addiction. The unbreakable mind measures success not by movement, but by control. To stop and examine is not weakness, it is mastery of pace. A person who can pause deliberately is already stronger than one who rushes without reason. The unexamined mind confuses activity with achievement. It chases sensation and calls it fulfillment. The Stoic learns to separate stimulation from purpose. They can sit in stillness without craving escape. This alone makes them powerful in a restless world. Where others are ruled by impulse, they are governed by awareness. This separation between want and will is the essence of strength. Physical training provides a visible mirror for invisible qualities. Progress is measured in repetition, in small increments that accumulate into transformation. The Stoic applies this to thought. Each moment of awareness is a repetition of mental strength. Each act of restraint builds endurance. The same patience that builds muscle builds resilience. The process is identical, only the medium differs. A life devoted to examination and discipline becomes immune to corruption. The Stoics' contentment prevents excess. Their awareness prevents deception. And their physical training prevents decay. Together, these habits create a system of strength that cannot collapse. This system does not depend on luck, praise, or environment. It depends only on will. The unbreakable mind is self-sufficient. To live without examination is to live as a stranger to oneself. To live without discipline is to drift. To live without contentment is to suffer endlessly. The Stoic refuses all three. They know that philosophy without embodiment is hollow, that endurance without reflection is aimless, and that desire without gratitude is slavery. Their path is unity, body, mind, and principle acting as one. A mind that never breaks does not fear fatigue or solitude. It uses both as sharpening stones. It studies them until nothing remains unfamiliar. Examination removes surprise from existence. Once the mind knows itself, no external force can destabilize it. This is why Socratic self-inquiry and Stoic endurance belong to the same lineage. They both aim for invulnerability through understanding. Socrates believed that knowledge begins with the self. The Stoic completes this by turning knowledge into action. To understand what one is capable of and to live below that capacity is waste. The unbreakable mind refuses waste. It pursues potential relentlessly, not for recognition, but because undeveloped strength is disorder. To neglect one's capabilities is to live in contradiction. Contentment does not mean stagnation. It means moving without desperation. The Stoic can desire improvement while being satisfied with progress. This paradox is resolved through awareness. When ambition and gratitude coexist, the mind remains balanced. It moves forward without anxiety. It acts without dependence. This is the rarest strength, motion without restlessness. Examination transforms experience into instruction. Physical training transforms intention into endurance. Contentment transforms ambition into peace. Together they create the architecture of an unbreakable mind. Each supports the other. Reflection corrects direction. Discipline sustains it. Gratitude preserves it. This unity makes collapse impossible. The Stoic's path is not about perfection, but alignment. To live examined, disciplined, and content is to live with purpose. Each day becomes practice. Each act becomes refinement. The unbreakable mind is not built once. It is maintained through these practices until they become identity. A person who examines their life, disciplines their body, and finds peace with what they have cannot be broken. They have trained for every form of loss, every test of patience, every temptation of greed. They stand complete within themselves. When the world changes, they adapt without fear. When fortune fades, they remain full. This is the true meaning of strength. Socrates's call to physical excellence, his demand for self-examination, and his warning against discontent all converge in a single truth. The human being was designed to be deliberate. To live without discipline is to abandon that design. The Stoic restores it. Through awareness, endurance, and restraint, they rebuild the structure of sovereignty. The result is a mind that does not fracture, a will that does not bend, and a life that is fully examined and fully alive. Excellence is repetition perfected. Aristotle said, "We are what we repeatedly do." Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. The Stoic understands this not as motivation, but as structure. The unbreakable mind is built from the small, precise actions that are performed without witness and without fatigue. Habits shape reality more than intention. Every consistent act of restraint, every deliberate thought, every controlled reaction becomes a brick in the fortress of endurance. The mind does not become strong by accident, it becomes strong through ritual. A mind that never breaks is formed by the repetition of principle. It does not rely on emotion to act correctly, it relies on discipline. The Stoic knows that the moment emotion is allowed to guide behavior, stability is lost. Habit restores control. Habit removes hesitation. When action is anchored in habit, endurance becomes automatic. The Stoic trains until composure becomes instinct, until patience replaces reaction, until clarity appears before impulse. The architecture of strength is found in this constancy. The modern world praises intensity and neglects consistency. People chase transformation in moments instead of through systems. But excellence, as Aristotle wrote, is not an act. It is the accumulation of deliberate acts. The unbreakable mind is not built through grand gestures, but through quiet repetition. Each small act of self-control strengthens order. Each moment of reflection sharpens awareness. These repetitions become character. Character becomes destiny. Patience is the foundation of endurance. Aristotle said, "Patience is bitter, but its fruit is sweet." The Stoic understands that bitterness is not a signal to quit. it is proof that growth is occurring. Every form of mastery tastes unpleasant at first. The untrained mind seeks constant stimulation. The disciplined mind accepts monotony as the cost of greatness. Patience is the interval between preparation and reward, the space where most people break. The Stoic remains still in that space. Their patience is not passive, it is controlled waiting. The sweetness of patience's fruit is the calm that follows chaos. The Stoic learns to wait without anger, to persist without complaint, to act without visible reward. This kind of patience transforms frustration into focus. The mind that can hold its form while results delay becomes unstoppable. Time becomes an ally instead of an enemy. The unbreakable mind lives by tempo, not impulse. It moves when it should and rests when it must, always in command of rhythm. The weak crave immediate resolution because they cannot stand uncertainty. The Stoic is different. They understand that patience is the armor of reason. Each second endured without panic strengthens inner structure. Each delay survived without resentment trains emotional control. This slow discipline rewires perception itself. The Stoic learns that peace is not achieved by removing waiting, but by mastering it. Through patience, chaos loses its leverage. Knowing oneself is the final layer of invulnerability. Aristotle wrote, "Knowing yourself is the beginning of all wisdom." The Stoic treats self-knowledge as a discipline, not a concept. To know oneself is to understand one's tendencies under pressure, one's weaknesses in temptation, one's breaking points in silence. Self-knowledge is the map of the battlefield. Without it, the mind fights blindly. With it, the Stoic navigates every hardship with precision. The unbreakable mind studies itself constantly. It observes without bias. It does not hide from its flaws. It dissects them. Awareness becomes the tool for repair. Each discovery of weakness is an opportunity to reinforce structure. The examined mind cannot be ambushed by its own impulses because it has already studied them. This is the wisdom Aristotle described, the union of understanding and mastery. Self-knowledge creates order where emotion once ruled. The Stoic knows what they are capable of, what they can endure, and what boundaries must never be crossed. They do not live by accident. Every response is chosen. Every thought is filtered through principle. This precision removes chaos from within. The more one understands their own design, the less the world can exploit it. Knowledge of self becomes protection from manipulation. Habits, patience, and self-awareness form the trinity of strength. Each depends on the others. Habits require patience to form. Patience requires awareness to sustain. Awareness requires disciplined habit to expand. The Stoic uses this cycle as daily practice. They live within the repetition of excellence. Their actions are not reactions. They are rehearsed movements executed with clarity. Discipline without patience becomes rigidity. Patience without awareness becomes stagnation. Awareness without action becomes self-deception. The unbreakable mind integrates all three, balancing structure, time, and insight. This is how endurance becomes art, through coordination of these elements until they function as one body, one system, one identity. Habits are not mechanical, they are sacred. Each repetition carries intention. The Stoic treats small acts with reverence. They know that greatness is hidden inside the ordinary. The way one sits, breathes, speaks, and thinks all matter. Nothing is neutral. Everything either builds strength or weakens it. The unbreakable mind knows this and moves through life with quiet precision. To build such a mind, one must learn to love process over outcome. The untrained seek pleasure in completion. The Stoic finds peace in motion. They understand that discipline is not a punishment, it is liberation from chaos. Routine frees the mind from decision fatigue, allowing it to focus on command. Each day lived in repetition refines the same muscles of endurance that philosophy demands. Patience requires surrender of ego. It demands that one accept the limits of control. The Stoic does not demand that life conform to their schedule. They align with nature's rhythm. In this alignment lies peace. The one who forces outcomes becomes brittle. The one who adapts becomes fluid. The unbreakable mind bends with circumstance, yet retains direction. This flexibility is strength, not softness. Self-knowledge ensures that patience does not decay into passivity. The Stoic examines whether waiting is wisdom or fear disguised as restraint. They act when it is time to act and endure when endurance is the right course. This awareness keeps patience alive. It prevents complacency. The unbreakable mind waits with readiness, not resignation. Repetition reveals truth. A single act can be faked, a habit cannot. Consistency exposes authenticity. The Stoic relies on this principle to judge themselves. If the action repeats, it defines the person. If it cannot repeat, it was impulse. Excellence is proven not in moments but across seasons. The unbreakable mind is steady through all of them. Its habits remain intact regardless of fortune or failure. The sweetness of patience appears in hindsight. The Stoic endures the bitterness without complaint, trusting that each test is nourishment for the future. Endurance transforms into wisdom when understood. The longer one holds their ground, the clearer the landscape becomes. Time reveals what impulse hides. Through this, the Stoic gains vision. They see patterns where others see randomness. This is mastery of time itself. Self-knowledge brings humility. The more one studies themselves, the more one realizes the limits of control. This realization does not weaken, it steadies. The Stoic does not pretend omnipotence. They aim only to master what is within reach, thought, reaction, action. In that narrow field lies total power. A mind that understands its boundaries is free within them. Excellence, patience, and wisdom are not destinations, they are continuous states of being. The Stoic maintains them through constant correction. Every day is calibration. Every mistake is feedback. There is no end to this process, only refinement. The unbreakable mind treats life as training without finish line. The goal is not completion, but permanence. The world admires talent. The Stoic admires endurance. Talent fades under pressure. Endurance multiplies through it. Habit creates endurance. Patience sustains it. Self-knowledge directs it. These three pillars hold the mind upright when life applies its full weight. They turn fragility into force. They create the person who does not collapse when comfort disappears. The Stoic understands that to know oneself deeply is to become immune to external praise or insult. Both lose power when identity is clear. Excellence then becomes self-defined, self-measured, self-sustained. The unbreakable mind requires no validation. It lives in accordance with its own standard. This autonomy is the essence of strength. To practice excellence daily is to live awake. Every repetition is awareness in motion. Every habit is philosophy embodied. The Stoic transforms thought into action so consistently that thought and action become indistinguishable. This unity removes contradiction. It creates peace. When what one believes and what one does are aligned, the mind becomes invulnerable. Patience teaches proportion. It trains the mind to value depth over speed, to prefer accuracy over immediacy. The Stoic measures success not by the clock, but by integrity. They know that fast results are often unstable. What is built slowly lasts longer. The bitterness of waiting is the cost of permanence. The unbreakable mind pays that cost willingly. The fruit of patience is control over time. The fruit of habit is control over self. The fruit of knowledge is control over reality. Together they form mastery. This mastery is not loud or visible. It is quiet and steady. It shows in the ability to endure insult without reaction, to persist in purpose without exhaustion, to know oneself without arrogance. Aristotle's wisdom reveals the path to unbreakable strength. Repetition forms identity. Patience refines endurance. Self-knowledge anchors purpose. These are not separate virtues. They are phases of the same evolution. The Stoic lives them all. They repeat excellence until it becomes nature. They endure bitterness until it becomes peace. They study themselves until no illusion remains. The result is a mind that does not fracture under the weight of existence. To build a mind that never breaks is to live as a craftsman of the self. Every action, every delay, every reflection is material. The Stoic sculpts patiently, knowing that mastery cannot be rushed. They seek no applause, no escape, no end, only perfection of structure. When the structure is complete, it stands without support. That is the definition of unbreakable. The greatest victory is invisible. Plato said, "The first and best victory is to conquer self." This is the foundation of every Stoic truth. The unbreakable mind is not built through domination of others, but through the quiet mastery of one's own impulses. Every emotion, every reaction, every thought becomes a battlefield. The one who wins within never loses without. Conquering the self is not an event, it is a continuous act of awareness, restraint, and alignment. The Stoic lives in constant engagement with their own nature, not as an enemy, but as a student of its depths. Self-conquest requires honesty. The mind cannot be ruled through ignorance. The Stoic observes their own thoughts with surgical precision. They do not suppress emotion. They dissect it. They ask, "What is this feeling trying to achieve? What assumption is it built upon? And is it necessary for strength?" Through this examination, impulses lose their command. Reaction becomes choice. Plato's victory is achieved not by denial, but by understanding. A mind that understands itself cannot be deceived by itself. The unbreakable mind is the product of this inner sovereignty. It does not depend on the world to remain calm. It generates its own peace through structure. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts." The Stoic reads this not as inspiration, but as instruction. The mind is both architect and occupant of its own reality. If thought is disciplined, experience becomes ordered. If thought is chaotic, the world reflects that chaos back. Thought is the source of perception, and perception determines the shape of life. The Stoic treats thought as sacred ground. They cultivate clarity, precision, and restraint in the mind's dialogue. They know that external events cannot reach consciousness without interpretation. Between stimulus and response lies sovereignty. The unbreakable mind guards this space with vigilance. It allows no distortion to enter unchallenged. It filters every event through principle before emotion. To think well is to live well. The Stoic understands that peace is not the absence of conflict, but the presence of order in thought. Most suffering begins not in reality, but in misinterpretation of it. Marcus Aurelius warned, "Choose not to be harmed, and you won't feel harmed. Don't feel harmed, and you haven't been." The unbreakable mind accepts this as truth. Harm, in most cases, is opinion. It is not what happens that breaks the mind, but what the mind decides it means. The weak look outward for safety, the strong look inward for strength. The Stoic does not demand that the world stop hurting them. They train perception until hurt loses its authority. When insult arrives, they examine its substance. When loss occurs, they analyze its nature. When pain appears, they distinguish between the sensation itself and the interpretation layered upon it. This separation grants freedom. The unbreakable mind cannot be injured by anything it refuses to define as harm. Self-conquest transforms emotion from master to messenger. Anger becomes information about expectation. Fear becomes instruction about attachment. Envy becomes a reminder of comparison. The Stoic listens, learns, and lets go. They do not dwell. They do not repeat the story of pain until it becomes identity. They move through it cleanly. Plato's victory, the conquest of self, is achieved in these silent internal decisions repeated daily until reaction itself disappears. The quality of thought determines the quality of endurance. A chaotic thinker cannot remain calm in pressure. Their thoughts multiply against them, amplifying every discomfort into catastrophe. The Stoic reverses this pattern. They simplify the mind's language. They speak to themselves in direct commands: endure, act, observe, release. Simplicity replaces panic. When the internal dialogue is clean, the mind becomes efficient. There is no wasted movement, no internal argument, only execution. To conquer self is to live free from compulsion. The average person is a servant to impulse, pulled by emotion, pushed by opinion, and controlled by comfort. The Stoic reverses this hierarchy. They place reason above impulse, discipline above ease, principle above preference. This reversal is not achieved through one decision, but through thousands. Each moment of restraint is a declaration of freedom. The unbreakable mind is the accumulation of these declarations. The happiness of life, as Marcus said, depends on thought's quality. The Stoic refines this quality through daily inspection. They check for resentment, for envy, for indulgence. They clean the mental house before it decays into chaos. A disciplined thinker knows that thoughts left unexamined rot into beliefs. Beliefs shape behavior, and behavior shapes destiny. The unbreakable mind does not allow such decay. It renews itself constantly, pruning away weakness with awareness. Freedom from harm begins with perception. The Stoic knows that the world will act as it must. Others will insult, events will unfold, loss will arrive. None of this carries intrinsic meaning until the mind interprets it. Between impact and judgment lies an instant of power. The undisciplined let that instant pass unnoticed. The Stoic lives in it. They pause, breathe, and decide what meaning, if any, the event deserves. This is how calm becomes invincible. The first victory is not over circumstance, it is over interpretation. Once perception is mastered, the world cannot dictate emotion. Insult becomes noise, difficulty becomes training, pain becomes proof. The Stoic does not escape reality, they redefine its relationship to self. Through this redefinition, the mind becomes untouchable. The unbreakable mind exists within the same conditions as everyone else, but experiences them differently. Perspective becomes shield. Thought, when undisciplined, multiplies suffering. It replays the same injury, imagines outcomes, and fabricates threats. The Stoic learns to interrupt this cycle. When thought begins to spiral, they return to observation. They anchor, in fact, stripping away narrative. What remains is manageable. This practice, repeated over time, rewires the mind towards simplicity. The Stoic trains thought to obey reality, not imagination. That obedience is peace. Self-conquest is the art of subtraction. To win over the self is to remove what weakens clarity: ego, fear, excess, pride. The Stoic lives lighter with each removal. Their power increases as attachment decreases. When nothing external is needed for peace, no loss can disturb it. This minimalism of thought creates indestructibility. The less one depends on, the less one fears losing. The unbreakable mind owns nothing but command of itself. Victory over self is not loud. It is silent, steady, unseen. It does not announce itself through words, but through posture, through the calmness under insult, the precision under chaos, the composure under delay. The Stoic does not speak of strength. They demonstrate it through the absence of reaction. Every test becomes proof of progress. Every moment of restraint adds weight to mastery. The happiness of the disciplined mind is different from pleasure. Pleasure is reactionary. Happiness is structural. It arises from alignment between thought and truth. When the mind lives by reality instead of fantasy, peace becomes automatic. The Stoic experiences this not as joy but as stability, a clean, enduring satisfaction that does not depend on outcomes. This stability is the fruit of right thought. To choose not to be harmed is to reclaim control from the world. The Stoic practices this choice in every encounter. They refuse to participate in emotional theft. When someone attempts to provoke them, they remain still. They understand that offense requires consent. Without that consent, words dissolve into air. To the disciplined, harm is a decision, not an event, and they decide against it every time. Plato's victory and Marcus's wisdom meet in the same conclusion. Mastery of thought is mastery of life. The one who commands their own mind commands reality. The unbreakable mind does not wait for favorable conditions. It creates favorable perception. It cannot be broken because it defines itself, not by what happens, but by how it responds. In this way, fate becomes servant to discipline. To build such a mind requires vigilance. Awareness must be constant. The Stoic cannot afford distraction, because distraction is the seed of error. Each lapse in attention allows emotion to slip through the gate of reason. The disciplined mind guards this gate with patience and precision. Every reaction passes inspection before release. Through this system, chaos remains outside. The fortress of calm holds. The victory over self is eternal, not final. The Stoic does not declare mastery and rest. They live within the fight daily, refining, correcting, aligning. Each morning begins the same question: will I govern my mind today, or will it govern me? The answer is given through action. The unbreakable mind wins this battle not through perfection, but through persistence. Thought is destiny written early. Every philosophy begins as a pattern of words in the mind before it becomes action in the world. The Stoic chooses each word carefully. They edit inner dialogue like a craftsman refining design. Harsh thoughts are softened by reason. Chaotic ones are simplified. Aimless ones are removed entirely. Over time, this editing shapes identity. The mind becomes a masterpiece of clarity. Self-conquest produces humility. The more the Stoic understands themselves, the less they need to control others. They no longer seek to win arguments, only to maintain order within. This restraint is not weakness, it is sovereignty. The unbreakable mind withdraws from unnecessary conflict, understanding that peace is preserved through precision, not dominance. The untrained see mastery as suppression. The Stoic sees it as liberation. To conquer the self is to be free from the tyranny of reaction. To control thought is to control perception. To control perception is to control experience. Once this chain is realized, power becomes internal and permanent. External events lose leverage. The world becomes a neutral field for practice, not a threat to stability. When thought aligns with principle, emotion obeys it. Anger dissolves into discipline. Fear transforms into awareness. Desire becomes focus. Every emotion that once weakened the mind now fuels control. This conversion of energy is what makes the unbreakable mind efficient. Nothing is wasted. Even pain becomes productive. The happiness Marcus describes is not the fleeting state of contentment. It is the quiet endurance of right thinking. The disciplined mind wakes steady, acts with precision, and sleeps without regret. It is not ruled by hope or fear, only by purpose. Such a mind does not break because it has no fractures between belief and behavior. Integrity is its structure. To live by these truths is to experience freedom rarely seen in the modern age. The Stoic walks through insult, uncertainty, and loss with the same composure they carry in peace. They do not need protection from the world. They are their own protection. Their calm is armor. Their clarity is weapon. Their restraint is power. Plato called it victory. Marcus called it happiness. Together they describe invincibility. The unbreakable mind does not seek to escape life, but to embody it without distortion. Every thought is measured, every reaction chosen, every victory internal. Such a person no longer lives at the mercy of circumstance. They have conquered the only opponent that matters. In mastering themselves, they have mastered existence. Epictetus taught that control begins where reaction ends. It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters. This is the central law of Stoicism, the separation between event and interpretation. The unbreakable mind lives in that space. It does not deny the world's impact, but it refuses to let the world dictate its internal order. What happens is external. How one reacts is chosen. Within that choice lies freedom. Within that freedom lies invulnerability. The Stoic does not expect a calm life. They cultivate a calm mind. Events will strike, plans will fail, people will disappoint. These are constants. Reaction, however, is variable. The unbreakable mind recognizes that the event is never the true threat. It is the untrained response that creates suffering. To master reaction is to master experience. When composure becomes instinct, life loses its ability to disturb. We suffer not from the events in our lives, but from our judgments about them. Epictetus reduced all mental pain to this truth. Judgment is the invisible author of distress. When the mind labels something as unfair, tragic, or unbearable, it multiplies its pain. The Stoic interrupts this reflex. They analyze before labeling. They strip each moment of excess interpretation until only fact remains. In fact, there is seldom injury, only circumstance. Judgment adds poison. Awareness neutralizes it. The unbreakable mind does not seek control over reality. It seeks control over meaning. The same storm that shatters one person purifies another. The difference lies not in the event, but in the lens through which it is viewed. The Stoic polishes this lens daily through self-discipline and observation. They understand that the mind is both the observer and the interpreter. When it is trained to see clearly, chaos loses its narrative. Reaction is a habit before it becomes a decision. Most people respond according to memory, emotion, or conditioning. The Stoic rewrites these programs consciously. When pain arises, they pause. When insult strikes, they reflect. When loss occurs, they observe. This pause, this delay between impulse and response, is where mastery begins. It is not suppression, it is selection. The Stoic chooses their response like a craftsman selects a tool, precisely, intentionally, with purpose. A mind that reacts impulsively is a slave. It belongs to circumstance, to mood, to others. A mind that responds deliberately is free. It cannot be manipulated, provoked, or controlled. Freedom, therefore, is not political. It is psychological. The Stoic understands that tyranny begins within. Every ungoverned reaction is a surrender of sovereignty. Each act of self-control is a reclaiming of it. This is why Epictetus placed reaction at the heart of philosophy. It defines who rules within. To build a mind that never breaks, one must train perception to obey reason, not emotion. The Stoic examines events as data. They ask, what is within my control? What must I accept? What must I act upon? Everything else is discarded. This filtration process cleanses experience of unnecessary weight. What remains is clarity. With clarity, endurance becomes effortless. Suffering decreases not because life softens, but because interpretation hardens. Suffering begins where imagination replaces observation. The mind adds stories, exaggerations, and future catastrophes to what is. The Stoic detects this corruption early. They return to what is verifiable. This discipline of perception protects the mind from distortion. Reality is seldom unbearable. Fantasy is. When judgment ceases to invent, peace returns naturally. The unbreakable mind sustains this peace by refusing to participate in mental theater. Reaction can be trained through repetition. The Stoic uses small daily irritations as practice. When discomfort appears, they do not flee it, they study it. When delay frustrates them, they breathe through it. When insult arises, they test their composure. Each minor event becomes training for larger trials. By mastering small reactions, they prepare for greater storms. Strength grows through exposure, not avoidance. The world will never conform to the will of one person, but the mind can conform to principle. The Stoic chooses the latter. They accept unpredictability as law and stability as responsibility. This inversion of control is liberation. They no longer wait for the world to behave. They train the self to endure whatever the world brings. This is how composure becomes permanent. It is independent of outcome. A reactionless mind is not emotionless. It is ordered. It feels everything but obeys nothing blindly. Anger, fear, joy, and sadness pass through like weather through an open sky. None are detained, none are denied. This flow prevents stagnation. The Stoic observes emotion without possession. They use it for insight, not identity. Emotion informs behavior, but does not command it. Such balance transforms sensitivity into strength. The unbreakable mind treats adversity as a mirror. Each challenge reveals the next weakness to be disciplined. If anger appears, the Stoic strengthens patience. If despair whispers, they reinforce purpose. If fear speaks, they practice courage. Life becomes a series of exercises in response. There is no punishment, only instruction. Every hardship is feedback about the current limits of composure. The Stoic listens, adjusts, and advances. Judgment disguises itself as truth. The Stoic learns to expose it. They ask, is this pain inherent or constructed? Is this loss permanent or perceived? Often the answer is silence. The realization that suffering is largely optional dismantles victimhood. Once the mind sees that its judgments create most pain, it loses interest in complaint. It begins to study discomfort instead of dramatizing it. This shift marks the birth of strength. Epictetus taught that events are neutral until named. The Stoic practices naming with precision. They avoid exaggeration, avoid moralizing, avoid dramatization. They describe what is, not what they fear it means. This linguistic discipline trains emotional discipline. When words are accurate, feelings follow order. When words are chaotic, feelings follow confusion. The unbreakable mind speaks truth even to itself. To react less is to see more. Reaction narrows vision. Calm widens it. In panic, one sees only pain. In patience, one sees the lesson. The Stoic remains still until the full picture appears. This stillness is not delay, it is wisdom in motion. When the world moves fast, the still mind perceives details others miss. Reaction consumes, observation refines. Reaction enslaves the untrained mind to the past. Each emotional outburst repeats old conditioning. The Stoic interrupts this cycle by introducing presence. They anchor themselves in the immediate. Breathing, posture, and awareness become tools of command. Through the body, they regulate the mind. The discipline of stillness is not passive. It is the assertion of control in the only place it exists, now. The unbreakable mind understands that reality is indifferent. It neither rewards nor punishes, it merely occurs. The meaning assigned to it determines whether one suffers or grows. The Stoic does not ask for different circumstances, they ask for better perception. When perception improves, every event becomes usable material. The world becomes a training ground instead of a threat. Every reaction carries energy. The Stoic learns to redirect it. Instead of wasting anger on resistance, they channel it into effort. Instead of turning fear into paralysis, they turn it into alertness. Every emotion becomes fuel for discipline. Nothing is lost, nothing wasted. Through this conversion, life's volatility becomes power instead of poison. To judge less is to live lighter. Judgment is heavy. It drags the mind through unnecessary comparisons and grievances. The Stoic drops these weights one by one. They replace opinion with observation, reaction with reason. Each release adds space within. That space is peace. The unbreakable mind values this spaciousness above all, for within it lies composure, awareness, and choice. The Stoic trains not for perfection, but for readiness. They know they will be tested daily. People will provoke, circumstances will shift, fortune will rise and fall. Their training is not to avoid these fluctuations, but to remain upright within them. Reaction loses urgency when endurance becomes instinct. The unbreakable mind moves through change like a mountain through weather, untouched at the core. To live without unnecessary suffering is not to avoid life's pain, it is to separate pain from panic. Pain is physical, unavoidable, real. Panic is interpretive, optional, chosen. The Stoic accepts one and eliminates the other. In doing so, they halve their suffering instantly. This clarity makes endurance seem effortless, though it is built on relentless internal discipline. When reaction is mastered, even hardship feels orderly. The Stoic sees continuity where others see chaos. They trust cause and effect, action and result. Every experience, no matter how sharp, becomes part of a coherent whole. The unbreakable mind does not see disaster, it sees sequence. This perception keeps despair from forming. Despair is only confusion mistaken for finality. Epictetus's wisdom reveals that control is simpler than most believe. It requires no manipulation of the external, only mastery of the internal. The unbreakable mind exists within everyone, buried under unexamined reactions. To uncover it, one must slow down, observe, and choose deliberately until choice becomes nature. Freedom begins there, in the invisible pause between what happens and how one responds. A life ruled by reaction is exhausting. A life ruled by reason is effortless. The Stoic prefers the latter. They move through insult, loss, and uncertainty with a steady gaze. They no longer ask the world to behave, they ask themselves to remain composed, and they always can, because they have trained for it. Their peace is not luck, it is practice embodied. To master reaction is to master life. Every event becomes neutral, every person equal, every moment usable. The Stoic walks unarmed yet unafraid. Nothing can strike what does not resist. The unbreakable mind endures without hardness, perceives without distortion, acts without hesitation. Epictetus taught that peace is not freedom from circumstance, it is the skill of remaining untouched within it. That skill is the essence of an unbreakable mind.